UCLA tells students that lame and insane are offensive words. By Tom Sicotta on February 7, 2020. A mandatory diversity program at UCLA told students to avoid using the words lame and insane. Students were told that certain words should not be said because they create stigma against marginalized people. According to a report by Campus Reform, a diversity training session at UCLA encouraged students to avoid using terms like lame and insane because they are offensive to the mentally ill. The program, which took place online, was mandatory for all first-year and transfer students at UCLA. At University of California, Los Angeles, we believe in the importance of creating a safe and healthy environment for all community members. To that end, we have partnered with EverFi to provide trainings that will help us all be informed on topics vital to achieving our goal, an email sent to students read. At one point in the training program, students were told that words like gay, lame, and insane should not be used to describe bad or difficult things. Want to treat people with respect? One strategy is to be aware of how language choices can exclude or insult others. Making a choice to avoid using the word like gay, lame, or insane as shorthand to mean something bad or difficult isn't about being silenced or politically correct. It's being informed and respectful, the program materials read. Maria Q. Blandisi, the Dean of Students at UCLA, said that the program was created by a third-party organization for use by UCLA's Arakan Student Union. This module, Blandisi said in a short comment, created by EverFi and advocated for by the African Student Union, ASU, with support from the Mother Organization Coalition, is designed to be a brief introduction to a lifetime of learning about, engaging with, and respectfully discussing identities. According to a report in January, the student government of UCLA has lost $3 million meant to be spent on programs. Breitbart News reported last month. Undergraduate Students Association Council President Robert Watson said that no member of the UCLA student government knows what happened to the funds. No students know where this money is, Watson said. There's no transparency to students, but, student committee members were the ones that voted over this money, created these committees and who said that they wanted to lead these committees. It is offensive. Student Representative Eduardo Velasquez said that all students at UCLA deserve to know what happened to the funds. Every student has a right to know where their money is going and how it's being allocated, Velasquez told the student newspaper. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more campus updates.